Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 97 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
And they just keep calling me Sarah.
And this episode is sponsored by Maddie Allen. Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
Today's episode will be a little bit different because we are not going to be immersing ourselves into chapter details because Sarah and I are on vacay, baby.
Vacation. It also might sound a little different because we're obviously recording this whilst we are on vacation in a room. So sorry if we sound different and not as high quality, but you know, we make it work so you guys can get something for this weekend.
True is true. So we're going to be diving into a couple of different articles today, a couple different hot topics of conversation. But before we do that, we have weekly profit, and our weekly profit this week is a special kind of gal. My sister.
Hello.
Ashley!
Hello.
Welcome to Swish and Flick.
Welcome to Swish and Flick.
Yeah. So, we're going to do a little bit of Who's Harry Potter with you, because Ashley is not a Harry Potter reader. I think she's seen a few of the movies, and is supportive of me and my ventures. But, okay, first question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Who is Harry Potter? Because we've been trying to figure this out for 97 episodes.
Well, we figured out he's a wizard, but we don't know what a wizard is.
So, who's Harry Potter? We just gave you one thing.
Well, yeah, I always just assumed he was a wizard. But
do you know anything else?
Is he a muggle?
No, because he's a wizard.
He's full blood? See, I don't know.
No, he's not full blood.
I don't know.
But he's a wizard. Muggle is someone who has no magical abilities.
Oh, wow.
So he's not.
I'm
you're
a muggle.
So you're a muggle. No. And I'm a muggle. We're muggles.
We're all muggles. You're a muggle.
Is he a half-blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's but he's maybe not what I a thought prince. I was talking about. He's not a prince?
No.
She doesn't know what that means.
They will, though.
I know.
Can you tell me what his best friend's names are?
Ooh, that's good.
Ron Weasley.
Ooh, very good.
Yes.
And I'm drawing a blank on the girl.
This girl.
Can you give me her initials at all? Do you know what they begin with?
Maybe what the first name starts with.
Oh my gosh.
If we say it, you're going to be like,
yeah. Yeah, I know. I just can't. I'm drawing it.
What about us?
She's got beautiful hair. She's a beautiful girl.
Hello.
Hermione!
Yeah! Do you know her last name?
Mm-mm.
Granger!
Yeah!
Okay.
See? Yeah. It's been a while.
Man, this is our most successful one yet. And we're two questions in.
He dragged me to a couple movies in the movie theater when they first came out.
Okay. See, I don't remember a whole lot about those early days.
Long.
Can you fill in any of those blanks? Do you remember which one you saw?
The first two, maybe.
Okay, because I don't remember seeing
I drove
the
you
second
up,
one.
So I was like
So you must have driven me the second one, because I think
17,
Mom...
18.
Stuart and Brie and Vanessa, I believe, came with us to the first one.
Ah.
Yeah, that was
amazing. So wait, when did you get your license?
I was old because I hate driving. So I was like,
it's fine.
I was like 18.
I'm only thinking because in 2001 is when the first movie came out.
Okay. Well, shoot, then I wasn't driving.
I mean, that's the only thing to do.
I went with
Vernon
you
on a Friday night.
I went with you to the movies.
I'm sure.
We got there.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted because I know that you're not significantly older than us.
No. No, I'll be 29 this weekend.
Will you?
No.
It's just the anniversary of 29.
My older sister is younger than me.
Yeah.
Okay, what's another question? Do you know, what house Harry's in?
Can you name the four houses?
Okay, well, let's just...
I was just saying, both of them.
All right, because she's been sorted.
What house are you?
Was I Gryffindor? I know there's...
You were Gryffindor.
Okay.
So...
Slytherin?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your husband's in.
Well, I'm sure about that.
And I remember his Patronus. His Patronus is pretty B.A.,
mine was
Bob's
weird,
aprons.
Too.
It's Bob's aprons. So instead of saying...
Mine was a bird.
I think she was,
with a weird wand. There was a weird wood about it.
Back to the houses. Can
yeah.
You, can, oh, well, where, which one's Harry in? And then can you name them all?
Is Harry in Gryffindor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not... mom goes, Gryffindor. And we laugh really hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gryffindor and Slytherin are the ones that stand out in my mind.
And then the other, there's two other ones. One begins with an R, one begins with an H. I'll give you that.
Is Hufflepuff a thing?
It is. It is.
I love the way you said that.
There is no Hufflepuff in this room.
Mm-mm. Okay.
What house do you think I'm in?
Slytherin.
Oh!
Okay.
Not even missing a beat.
Am I right? No.
Oh.
I thought you were... A lot of people think that that's my second house, and I disagree with them.
Okay.
I think my second house is Hufflepuff.
I think she wants her second house to be Hufflepuff.
What is it not? But, like, you can't just be...
But,
you can't say I'm a Slytherin because I'm mean. Because we're trying to get away from
mean.
It.
I don't think you're mean. You're quick and witty.
Yeah, but wit,
wit
has
is,
to do with my house.
Okay, so what house is she in? Starts with an R.
Ah, I don't know. Ravenclaw!
Yeah! Oh!
This is the sisters in us.
You guys would be really good playing that game that you have to, like, guess
charades.
The things. Not charades. The one with the cards.
Oh,
taboo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We brought games. We could play them tonight.
We should.
Let me think. Do you know any other, like, significant characters? Can you
Ooh,
tell me who
yeah.
Tiffany's favorite character is?
Tiffany's favorite character?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not Harry.
It never really is.
Wait. Is it that giant man with the hair and the beard?
It's not.
No.
He's
oh,
my
I
favorite.
I always kind of liked him.
you know, his name's Hagrid.
Hagrid, yeah.
Yeah.
Rubius.
No.
Hagrid. Ooh.
Don't go that way.
No.
But you can say that he's a character.
Yeah. What's his name?
You were close.
Snipes, Snoops, Snippy.
Snipes!
My mom called him Snipe as well.
It's Snipe.
Snape.
Snape!
Yeah.
Now,
that's
he,
not it, though.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Ooh.
I want to say that you might think he's a bad guy at first, but I think he really is a good guy.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom's the same thing.
Most successful.
But also, I had a conversation with her right when I figured it all out. She goes, I always knew he was a good guy.
Yeah.
It's not... Okay. Neither here.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Okay. Back to me.
It's all about Tiffany.
That's right.
Is it the guy with the long white beard?
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Not Gandalf. That's a whole other story. And another podcast. Unexpectedly.
Dumbledore.
There
yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Gosh.
See, she's good, but she
I
can
just,
actually... like, you'll say the actual name or my mom would be like, Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf!
Like, that's what she would say. She'd go
that's
like...
That's where Andy's grandpa
off.
Was born.
That's cute.
Yeah, what a connection.
Yeah.
I do have a question. How do you feel about this whole thing that Tiffany does?
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. She does something that she likes. She can share it with the world.
I might get a little emotional.
Aww.
Don't look at
I
me.
Think it's, I'm sorry. I'm not looking.
I'm sorry.
I think it's cool. And then when you, like, called me and sent me pictures that you got were, like, actually recognized and had pictures taken,
yeah.
Like, you make people happy, that's cool.
I'm
sorry.
No, I love you.
I
like
think
it.
It's cool.
I'll just look at my beautiful self in the mirror.
I am crying.
You guys have a crazy following. I'm sure you never expected that. You
no.
Just did it to have fun.
No, not yeah. the least. It's been crazy. I don't know why I'm crying.
Oh.
Because you're you.
I just love my sissy.
There is a young girl, I want to say she's maybe 13. Mm-hmm. She wears a Harry Potter ball cap to all of Lily's softball games. She has a younger mm-hmm. sister that's on the team, mm-hmm. and I can't figure out her name or whatever, but she's always on her phone, and she has ear pods. Is that what the...
Yeah,
AirPods? Is that
so.
A thing?
Yeah, I think.
She has those in, and I wonder sometimes if she's listening to you guys, because I've seen her with the book. So a couple of times I've wanted to, like, ask her if she's heard about you, which I'm sure she has, because you guys...
Oh, good.
We have a lot of following or whatever.
We
and
do.
She would probably think that was really cool.
Oh, well, we're appropriate for 13-year-olds, so.
Yeah.
Most days. Not in real life.
And anything that's get put in that's not is not edited out.
Yeah. That's the truth.
All right. What do we have any other questions?
I don't know.
Do you know who the main bad guy is?
That's a good question.
The one you can't say his name?
Yep.
Yes.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Are you allowed to say it?
Yeah.
Is it Voldemort?
It is.
Yeah.
So do you want to get into it?
Well, let me ask for one final thing.
Okay.
Who
do you love more, me or Tiffany?
Oh.
The right answer is me.
What is my tattoo of?
It's a symbol.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
No.
It's a symbol. It's a Harry Potter symbol.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... It's been a while since I've actually seen it, so I don't really know.
Well, it's looking pretty good, let me tell you.
Is it?
Yeah, actually, it is. It's the Deathly Hallows.
Deathly Hallows.
Do you know
is
what they're made of?
Book?
No. It is my favorite book.
No, I don't. Witch's Brooms.
No. Some people do get that design, though.
I almost got... Remember, I talked about getting... So, Hagrid's my favorite character? And he has, because he's not really allowed to use magic because he was expelled in his, like, was it third year? Was he that young? He was expelled. They snapped his wand, but he, like, there's theories of how he got his wand in this umbrella. Dumbledore fixed it and put in the wand.
Oh,
or in the umbrella, in my opinion. But it's this big pink wand. That's not.
Nope.
Big
not.
Pink umbrella. And, like, literally, I dressed up as Hagrid the one time when I bought a pink umbrella off, like, Amazon for, like, $10. And
yeah.
I still have it. I could use it if I wanted to, but, like,
yeah. It's
I don't. Words. It's Hagrid. Yeah. But I thought about getting that on my, like, a big pink umbrella with, like, little sparks. And I'm kind of glad I didn't. But,
yeah. I think you would have regretted that one big
yeah.
time.
I almost got
a
cross
really
on my
cool
arm.
Cool
he's like,
idea.
It would have been my whole forearm. And I was like...
No.
Yeah, no,
too
like,
big.
Like
yeah.
they, like, when you think about getting a tattoo, especially your first one, you're,
mm-hmm.
like, going in there with the thought of, like, the size. Guarantee
well,
it's always mostly going to be bigger. Do we have any more questions for this utter Gryffindor?
I don't think so. I don't know.
By the way, my brother-in-law's, he's in Slytherin, and his Patronus was a black swan, which I thought was really,
ooh.
Really cool. Mm. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And
another
he's,
fun fact.
He's,
he doesn't have any tattoos after, like, 8 years in the service. He never
wow.
got
which is
crazy.
Quite surprising.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Did he ever say he wanted any?
He thought about it.
So you are free to stick around and comment on what we're going to talk about, because...
we're just going to look. So there's a new line of merchandise that came out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can give us, like, a totally... new perspective where, like,
yeah.
I'm coming from someone that with
you have expectations.
No, I don't.
You did for
I have
your
very
stuff.
Low expectations for all things Ravenclaw because the colors are never correct. So
well,
I knew going into
hold
Van-
on, I'm sorry. You can't say that because Sesame Street got it right.
I mean, that, okay. When are they ever really wrong? But with so Vans came out with, and we knew it was coming. They were coming out with a Harry Potter line of merchandise.
Oh,
as seen,
and
cool.
They were building it. Let's
well,
let's.
Yeah,
they were building it. They were.
They came out with a preview,
putting out nuggets here and there. They were amping it up for what some people call a giant letdown.
A lot of people are disappointed. So here's
I haven't
here's
looked
my
at
thing.
It yet, so I'm you're getting my hot take right now.
My thing going in is I knew from the pictures the Ravenclaw shoes that they'd shown were blue and gray. So I already knew I'm like, alright, I'm not gonna like this stuff and I'm not like they also weren't a style of shoe I would wear.
I like
them. And so now it It's not the word launched, but it all, like, the line dropped so we now can see all of the things. It all launched. So we're on vacation, and I don't sleep well when I'm not in my own bed. Even when I'm in my bed, I don't sleep well.
That's pretty weird.
So I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I was looking at it, and someone was like, there's so much merchandise for everybody but Ravenclaws and Hufflepuffs. There's 2 things for Ravenclaw, there's 2 things for Hufflepuff. There's 11 things for Gryffindor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ash.
I like the hat.
Which hat?
I don't know, the gray one, because it's simple.
This guy?
Yeah.
I go for, like, simple things.
Yes. All right. So, I'm just now taking a look at this. First of all, being a Gryffindor, we basically get whatever we want. Somebody says boo, people in merchandise jump for it.
I don't think that's
fair, but I am seeing a lot of just Hogwarts things that I enjoy.
Yeah. I don't hate a lot of it. I don't hate it.
If I was in Ravenclaw, I would be very disappointed in my selection, though. I am here 100% for the Marauder Map shoes.
My biggest
Look
thing is...
Look at those! Get those for Alana!
They're also expensive.
$40.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna buy it.
Oh, okay. Somebody else will.
This thing, like, it's expensive, and, like, all the Gryffindor shoes are high tops. Like,
I don't like that. I will not wear those. I'm sorry. They're just not my speed. I wish you would make... Why can't you come out with a line where I can get some slip-ons or I can get some Chuck-looking
ones?
Yeah,
I'm more of a slip-on kind of girl. I really like the Hufflepuff if it was a Ravenclaw.
Although I do really, really enjoy these.
They're cute. Those are cute.
Yeah, I don't hate them.
Those are cool. We're talking about the... I don't know. It just says icons. Icons slash port.
It's
for the authentic elastic lace ones.
It's the one that has, like, the wine kind of color, like
Correct.
A Merlot color.
It's got
background
a stag,
and white things.
Owls, wands,
yeah.
Glasses, scar. I like that. So basically, I guess what I'm saying is I like the Hogwarts stuff and not my house specific things.
Well,
like,
but like
I just don't like the colors that they used for Gryffindor, and I feel like they're going more for that hard red that's almost a little tinge of orange and that yellow, and I like the older stuff where they gave me more of the wine color.
I like on the hat though, I like the lion. It kind of reminds me of my family's crest a little bit.
Oh, it does. It does. It does look like that.
But, like, you
the
guys
Deathly
have...
The Deathly Hallow shirt.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
But why is it $39.50? Can we talk about the prices? I get that you're Vans, and I get that this is new.
Yeah.
But, like, who's going to pay that for a long sleeve tee?
Yeah.
Because I'm not at Universal. I'm not going to drop that kind of money if I'm... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, like, the Slytherins get backpacks. So do the Gryffindors. I get literally... Ravenclaw has a pair of shoes and
a shoes and
shirt.
In a shirt. Yeah. But I do like the,
I like the Golden Snitch shoes.
Yeah. The Vans house logos. Like, all the houses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I don't think I would personally wear it, but it's appealing. The backpack with just the Hogwarts is pretty cool. I enjoy the gray hat that you were talking about.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like the
hat.
Yeah, I like the neutral colors.
32 for a hat.
A little bit.
Maybe. That seems a little steep. I would probably pay 25.
I'm not a huge hat wearer.
It depends on if you're a hat wearer.
I am a hat wearer. I enjoy the t-shirt that's the same. I like that it's got a small logo in the corner on the front. Where am I at?
Two Harry Potter wands.
And 2 wands, yeah.
And I'm also not super into, like, checks, you know, checkered stuff.
Oh, but no, I don't like this. I don't need to know that it's Vans. That's ugly.
Oh.
In the breast corner, it has Harry Potter and then a wand, I think. And underneath it says Vans.
I do like those little Marauder Map shoes, like, especially for little babes.
Correct. I think Alana Rose will be wearing those. I would pay $40.
That rhymes.
It does. I'm digging the Dark Mark backpack.
I mean, I just... Not that I don't wear a backpack, but, like, I'm not going to use that one. So, like, honestly, there's nothing I would buy.
Not even the shoes?
Yeah.
Really? No. Is there a crew?
I don't know. There's nothing that screams out to me like I have to have this. But I'm also, like, picky about my merchandise.
I'm just worried about how dirty I'm gonna get those Marauder Map shoes, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like a pair of shoes, I think that'd be pretty cool, and I really like those slip-ons here. This is what I would probably buy. I would, this crew.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I like
it's just
baseball
not my style.
Tees more.
I got you a Swish baseball tee.
You did?
Yeah, it should be here pretty soon, so I'll bring it next time. See you.
Like, I do like the Marauder Mat slip-on shoes. Like, my thing is, I'm like, not that I'm weird about my footwear, but like, I kind of am. So, if I'm going to wear just like a sneakerish type of shoe, I've got my black Chucks that I wear.
That's cool. That's
and then just slip-ons, like, I'm either going to wear flats or I want something that can go with like a lot of outfits. And I'm, it just isn't 100% my style. You know what I mean?
I get that. And I wear a lot of I'm either in floral or I'm in like solid color kind of thing. So
yeah.
I think I could probably get away with wearing them a little bit more. But yeah, no, I will probably not soon, because I need to save my money. But I'll get this Hogwarts crew.
So I'll wait till, like, if I do decide to buy something, I would wait for
a
coupon code, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Which I'm sure they're going to end up having. I don't know for sure.
In my opinion,
they would.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I'll probably ask for maybe some of this stuff for Christmas.
Yeah, if they still have it. I don't know how long their lines.
You don't think?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. Okay. I will say this. Out of all of the shoes that I think I like the Hufflepuff the most because they're just black.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people are like kind of disappointed that they're like, they're just black and they have their little thing on them. Like just like the little Hufflepuff crest.
So like how many things did you say Gryffindor had?
11.
And Slytherin?
Total merch. Slytherin, let me see. Slytherin has
five. And then the rest is generic house stuff.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hufflepuff has two and Ravenclaw has two.
Come on. I'm disappointed with the selection. And let me read from the doc here. Megan's thought, disappointed. Lame, give me more. Dumb.
I mean, that's kind of how, like...
I mean, if you're going to amp up a Harry Potter line like that, don't give two of your houses two items.
Like, and here's the thing in this, like, if this
that's
was done
garbage.
5, 6, 7 years ago,
yeah.
I could understand putting out a lot of Gryffindor stuff because before Pottermore was really
right.
sorting people
yeah.
and everyone was getting new houses, like, Meghan and Katie both had the robes for Gryffindor because
yeah.
that was really, like, the only two big houses because of the movies were Gryffindor and Slytherin. And now, you know, with Pottermore, everyone's getting tested, but like, you know, everyone's getting sorted. And then with Fantastic Beasts coming out,
mm-hmm.
there now is a ton of push for more Hufflepuff stuff. So
yeah.
like Ravenclaw's get, you know, the short end of the stick, but
you're
also
the new Hufflepuff.
At the same time, I'm like, I almost don't want anybody to like come out with a new Hufflepuff or a new like have a new person, like a Newt character for Ravenclaw. You know what I mean? Because then they're gonna come out with all this merch, and I'm not going to purchase any of it because it's going to be the wrong color, and it's just super aggravating for me.
It is pretty disappointing. Like I could see, like, I mean, being in Gryffindor, obviously, it's like that's. We're the most catered to house because
yeah.
it's Harry.
Yeah.
I get that. But since we're all like being immersed into this universe and this fandom, why are like two
yeah.
items?
I agree. And that's what I'm saying. Like nowadays,
and
it should have
Hufflepuff,
more.
Even Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Which Puff Pride has been crazy upcoming the last
yeah.
2 years, 3 years maybe. And y'all still have two items.
Yeah.
Like that's sad.
I agree.
And Slytherin, I think that was pretty cool. Like, why can't you give each person 7, ding, items?
At least, like...
Right, or like...
You know...
And if you can't, like, come out, like, why not do the same design shoe with every house? Give
yeah.
me that puff shoe with a lion, with an eagle, with a snake.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, I agree. Or, like, at least give everyone, like, a backpack. You know what I mean?
Like a backpack!
Like
a backpack!
You know, I might be interested in, like, a whole blue backpack more so than, like, a red one or a green one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm underwhelmed. I think the house stuff, the Deathly Hallows stuff, is pretty cool. I'm not into crop tops, so I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
The sandals, slide-on sandals, I don't do that, so. But I know a lot of people do that right now. But, I mean, you just... Let us know what you think, listeners.
Yeah.
Take it to Twitter. Take it to Insta. Take it to our Facebook group. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I like the socks. Although I'm sure Ravenclaws don't. Why is everybody going with that silver? It's because people...
Because the movies did. The movies changed the colors. So in the movie, it's a raven, I believe. I could be wrong about that. And they changed the colors in the movie. So, like, official merchandise that you can buy...
Because of
from, Warner like, Brothers. Universal and Warner Brothers, it's blue and silver ties. Which, like, I would totally be a... The robe bit doesn't bother me because it's mostly, like, when it's a little bit... Like, in the crest, I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's majorly out there where it's, like, blue and gray or blue and silver, like, the shoes or the socks, stuff like that, it bothers me more.
What are people doing on Etsy? I haven't checked on Etsy shop recently. I have not
been able to find, because I would totally wear...
I know, I would buy you stuff.
I would wear a tie, at least. I don't know if I'd wear a button-down, but, like, I would want a Ravenclaw tie that's the actual true colors... And I can't, like, I've looked and I haven't been able to find anything.
Even on Etsy?
Yeah.
All right, so people who are crafty, make your girl Sarah a Ravenclaw tie. Correct colors, please, and thank you. And send it to...
Oh my gosh, you
whatever
don't have
our
to.
PO box is.
You
don't No,
have.
I'm asking. Listeners, please, someone.
But yeah, I want to know what you guys think about this. I can't say that I was underwhelmed because I had very low expectations for my house, unfortunately.
They met your needs.
Yeah. It's alright, you know. More power to the people that like the merchandise. I'm happy that you got some
that
you enjoy.
Yeah, I know, I'm sure.
It's
just
not for me.
So, personally, I enjoy silver more than I do bronze. But I think that if they were to change my house colors, I would be just as upset, even if I liked the colors better. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would want them correct.
I think I'm more of like a bronzy person.
See, and I'm not.
Like... Not that I wear, like, I'm thinking, like, makeup-wise, like...
Oh, yeah.
This is gonna sound ridiculous, but because I have blue eyes, I wear more warm colors on my eyes to bring out the blue in my eyes.
Fab.
So, it's one of those things, like,
I found this.
Why change it? What was the point of changing it? Oh my gosh.
But that's not a house tie.
Yeah, no, I just want it blue and blue with bronze stripes. But so we want to know what you guys have to think. If you bought something, tell us what you bought.
Yep.
We aren't mad at you for supporting Vans and Harry Potter or anything. These are just our opinions. And from this Ravenclaw, I'm just a little bit, you know. I knew I wasn't going to get much, unfortunately.
Yeah. Next order of business. We are going to talk about a Reddit article about Wizards Unite event in LA on June 18th coming up.
We will not be there.
We're not going.
I'm going to see Dear Evan Hansen that night. It's a Tuesday.
Going up on Tuesday. So it says that there's a WB Games and Niantic event, and it's an exclusive experience about the highly anticipated reality mobile game, Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
I will say we are reading... Did you tell them we're reading this from a Reddit article?
I did say Reddit.
Okay.
So, it's like an exclusive event that someone has gotten an email to. I am not sure. It says... one user says, hard to know what that means. Exclusive event could suggest that this will be your first chance to play the game. Or that the game will be out already, but there will be an exclusive things available, like, in the park for that event. Kind of like a, obviously, like a Pokemon Go situation.
Do you think that when it really fully comes out everywhere, that when you go to, like, Universal, Orlando, or Hollywood, or whatever,
guaranteed,
that there's going to be, like, extra special things in Harry Potter places, even, like, in London with, like, the studio tour and, like, riding the train?
So, I think that they'll probably do that. I bet if it's, like, what anything, like, we think it might be, there might be, like, exclusive beasts there, exclusive items that you can only get in those locations. And I'll tell you what, people travel for Pokemon Go. Like, they get that into it.
Yeah.
So, I guarantee you, if this drops and after, you know, all the bugs are worked out, people will travel to get exclusive content.
Well, and the thing with this is that I have no experience. Like, I have nothing to compare it to because I've never played Pokemon Go.
Because
it's not my speed. It's just not something I'm into.
Totally fine. Because mobile games are not my thing either.
Yeah. So, it's going to be... I mean, I'll try to play it. But, I mean, I don't think I will stick with it long. Just because it's just not my... not my jam.
It's fun to, like, get out there and kind of, like, experience games like that for, like, a hot second. The same user said, or is this, like, an invitation-only thing? And yeah. So being there is somewhat exclusive. It says, certainly interesting, but not sure if it gets any solid new information about the release date. Could be.
Oh, that's true. Cause it hasn't been released here, has it?
No. No. New Zealand and Australia, I believe.
Yeah.
And it says, more details to come. So there's more details that are going to be happening within the next, you know, what is it today? The 8th? 10 days?
Yeah. It's the 7th.
Is it the 7th?
Yes.
It's the 7th. So, 11 days. this other user says, Niantic is capable of setting up exclusive POIs. I don't know what that means. Within a specific geographic area. These are POIs that are not submitted by Ingress players, but suggested, recommended by whoever is in charge of the exclusive event. So that's exclusive POIs with the possibility of being amplified with the dark detectors for X hours. Higher spawn rate of foundables and ingredients may be implemented too. So that's basically just like exclusive stuff within the park for that. So I guess we'll see. If you're going to this, I would love to know.
I found an article that's like wizardsunitehub.info.
Give it to me.
And it says, a secretive Harry Potter Wizards Unite event will take place June 18th, 2019 at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Universal Studios Hollywood.
That's a long name.
Yes. WB Games and Niantic have invited a number of WTubers, and it's like W and then a U, tubers, to an event, exclusive event, where they can experience the game and presumably talk and discuss with Niantic and WB employees and developers. And then it kind of says, like, some of the confirmed invitees include, and I don't know what a WU-tuber is.
I don't
But they're Expecto Go, Poke Fodder, Wizard PhD, and Slither Win. I like that one.
That's a good one.
The Potter Collector, Mindy Mix, and more. And it says we're scrambling to confirm who got an invite and who didn't. So if you know something, like, they have a Discord, and you could spill the tea.
Yeah. Do we have any other news as far as this goes?
I could see what else the internet says. The internet highway.
Is this a real email? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true. I don't know.
Yeah. Nor do I.
I'm trying to, so, like, I want to find, like, a reputable, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, information?
Like, website and stuff, you know?
Yeah. So, basically, a lot of things that are just coming up is like, the game going into beta in, like, New Zealand and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know when it's going to hit the U.S. for sure, but they might, if the event is a true event, they might be doing it to, as like a test run. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they already did the beta over there, worked out some bugs. Let's take it to the U.S. and see what we can do. And maybe they're trying out their special features for like items, beasts, whatever the game's going to offer. We shall see. Fan story?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, let's go to fan story. So, well, before we do, sure. If y'all have heard anything about what could be going on, or what your thoughts are of, like, what they could be doing at this event, let us know. We want to hear from you. So, I'm interested. I'm interested to know.
Yeah.
And see and talk and all that fun stuff.
True, true, true. Okay. So, this week's fan story comes from Loretta Martin. She says, hello, ladies. My name is Loretta, and I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
Hey. Awesome.
Have you played the game? I only started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago, and I'm still madly playing catch-up. I don't know when this was sent, but that's a lot of us in your ears.
Yeah.
I just finished listening to the Chamber of Secrets episodes, and I am not looking forward to having to actually wait a week between episodes. So, this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Laura. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to joining the Facebook group when I am caught up. Anyway, here is my Potter story. When I tell people that I grew up with Harry Potter, I very much mean it, though in a different way to you guys. I was born in 1996. I share a birthday with Hermione.
She's a fellow Aries.
Hey. Hello. Some of my earliest memories are of Harry Potter. I'm a Ravenclaw.
Woo, 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 woo.
And my secondary house is Hufflepuff.
I think mine is too.
No. No, I'm just kidding. My Patronus is a Manx cat. Manx cat?
Yeah.
M-A-N-X. And my wand is pine with a unicorn hair core and hard flexibility. Obviously, Philosopher's Stone came out in 1997, but since I was an infant, I didn't immediately jump on the bandwagon. My sister, however, is 7 years older than me and got in the hype train straight away. My earliest Potter memory is her having Philosopher's Stone on VHS for her 13th birthday.
That's awesome.
My sister is my best friend, and I've always wanted to be like, what a good story for our episode.
Yeah.
Is my best friend, and I've always wanted to be like her, so I started reading the books that same year when I was either 5 or 6. I was always a voracious reader, so the books were never read to me. I read them all myself. I have a distinct memory from that day starting to read the first book. I was literally on the first page, and my mama asked me to check the mail. So I determinedly walked down to our relatively short driveway, book in hand, reading about Mr. and Mrs. Dursley and their rotten son. That same year, Chamber of Secrets came out, and I dressed up as Harry to attend the local premiere of the movie. A friend of mine was dressed up as Hermione, and our picture made the local paper.
That's awesome.
So cute. I remember watching the movie with my friend, and when Hermione was first shown on screen, after being petrified, she mimicked the same pose and sat like that in the theater for 5 solid minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I remember attending the earliest session possible for each movie, but being from a small farming town, they didn't do midnight screenings until Deathly Hallows. Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a slow reader and just a kid, the only book that I was caught up for was Deathly Hallows, but I remember when Half-Blood Prince came out. By that point, I was 8 and a half and had almost finished Order of the Phoenix. Despite not being caught up, I still tried to read it that day, but stopped quickly after because I was thoroughly confused about seeing the Muggle Prime Minister in the story. I don't blame you. I remember reading that for the first time, and I was like, what? I'm responsible for getting a number of my childhood friends into the books, and I was always, and still always, considered the Potter expert among them. The day the last book was released, I had to play netball in the morning, and I was very, very annoyed that my mom wouldn't let me skip it so I could start reading an hour earlier.
That's awesome.
I read and reread the books constantly as a teen, to the point where my parents almost confiscated them, but they're very much like a security blanket for me. Amen, they are mine as well. I was badly bullied in high school, and often found myself with no friends, but I always knew that I had friends at Hogwarts. Yes, you do. And in this podcast. I think that this might be why Order of the Phoenix is my favorite book, because in my own way, I can very much relate to the isolation Harry's feeling. Dude, but honestly,
mm-hmm.
Yes. I like that Harry Potter is mostly mainstream, but it can be hard to be a super fan without looking like a freak. Yeah. You're not a freak, and if you are, we all are.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I have a few good friends who I'll get into very deep discussions with about the books, and a few who will let me rant, even when if they think I'm too invested. You're never too invested in Potter. Finding this podcast has been such a catharsis. I've never been good about constantly listening to podcasts in general, so the fact that you got me hooked is a feat in itself. Though I don't always agree with your opinions on certain characters, I had no idea how much I needed validation of hearing other adults talk about these books and characters the way I do. I love that I already feel like I'm a part of the family with this podcast and can't wait to be more involved once I'm all caught up. A quote that has always stuck with me from the series is, "Of course this is happening inside your head, Harry, but why on earth should that mean that it is not real?" I think that because this reflects how I feel about the series. Yes, it's easy to say that it's a work of fiction or that it's just books, but in a very real part of my life and story, it'll never be just books for me. Thanks for reading my story. I hope you're all well. Much love, Loretta. XX. Thank you, Loretta. I love that. I love that you literally did grow up, like with Potter. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed your story a lot.
Yes. You want to do the social of media?
I'm going to do Megan's part.
I'm Megan, and I don't want a brioche bun.
Rinley Marino.
Rinley Marino. I'm Megan.
She's never going to listen to this either.
Also, I'm Katie.
I'm married to Megan.
We have cats.
All right, so Swish and Flick podcast can be found on all social medias. We are Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook, and SwishFlickCast on Twitter and Instagram. Also, make sure you head on over to YouTube and subscribe, because not only is our podcast posted there, but we do vlogs and other fun things there as well. So follow us on our crazy Potter-filled adventures together. You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive access to the Felix Files, which is our bi-monthly bonus episodes, a chance to be a guest on the Felix Files, a live video chat session with us monthly on Zoom. We have giveaways and so much more. If that sounds like a good time, then go on over to www.patreon.com/SwitchFlickCast and choose your support level. And a shout out and a huge, huge, huge thank you to all of our current patrons. We would not be able to do a lot of the things that we do without your support. And so we love that you guys support us. Even just by listening to us, you're supporting us. But we wouldn't be able to meet nearly any of you if it wasn't for you guys supporting us on Patreon. So literally, you make this podcast possible with your support. And then lastly, go to our website. It's www.switchflickcast.com. Check out all of the information about us, your hosts. You can buy tons of merchandise. And if you don't know, June is Pride Month, and we have a whole new line of like Harry Potter Pride merch, basically.
Yep.
And all of the proceeds from all of the merchandise that you guys buy from the Pride is going to Glenson, I believe it's called. And they help students, right? It's like K through 12 kids that are like in the LGBTQ
plus
community, with schooling and like anti-bullying. And obviously, you know, with two of our hosts being married to each other and they're females, we're very much want to support and send our love out to that community, because we're all basically a part of it. If we're not in it, we're allies. So yeah, happy pride.
Oh gee.
So yeah, go help. So it's, I mean, and I'm so excited because we're getting some merch as well. And I just, it's beautiful. Yes. Katie and Megan did a great job. So.
Get your pride on.
Claps to them. Or snaps.
Snaps and claps and hoots and hollers.
Yeah.
What
you doing?
I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
No. Just enjoying summer break. It's been great. I don't really have like much to report. Just hanging here with our families has been pretty cool. Been good... so far. Fozzie almost jumped in the lake. That was horrific.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Yeah,
he's been a little bit naughty this he just loves water.
Yeah, he loves the water, and he just doesn't understand that like it's he dangerous. Can't go anywhere where we are. Like, you can look at the water, but it's not that you can't swim in this body of water, but this particular area, like, you can't get into it.
It's not
where
safe.
We are. Yeah. So had he gotten in, it just would have been...
It would have been bad news bears. Marty, he would have gotten
in, Marty would have jumped in, and then we would have all ran down
there. It was
there.
So bad, you guys. So we're at this bottom of this, like, super steep hill, and Fozzie runs out of the house, books it. He can't stop going down this hill. That's how fast it is. Marty literally tackled him.
And like, right at the last second.
Yeah. And Marty cut his hand and stuff. Marty is my superhero. No, but anyways, he is. I like him. He's pretty cute. What am I doing? Just hanging out. Honestly, like, I've been getting stuff to donate in my house. I've been working out every day, feeling good, trying to eat healthy, also eating ice cream. But you can find me on Twitter at @tiswish_flick. Yes. And you can find Megan and Katie at The Petrus Family, and they do daily vlogs.
They're on Twitter and Instagram, correct?
Yes.
Mostly Instagram, but I think they do tweet.
I think their Insta pushes to their Twitter, but they do tweet, like, other stuff
too. And I think they also have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I don't know internet, you know?
Go to social media. But we have new fun stuff for you to listen to. Our friend Ezra,
who we all know that you guys love,
is known as E. Kirk 2006, is what I like to call him.
is starting a new podcast adventure. Of course, he can add another one. You know, he's got like a billion of them going on. But it is called Hyperspace Hangout. And he's doing that with our friend Matt, who I did Box Trick with. And Matt's still doing Box Trick, so you can find him there. They do Bend the Knee, which is about Game of Thrones. But Hyperspace Hangout is a podcast by Star Wars fans for Star Wars fans. You can find them on Twitter at HHL337, and that is their Twitter handle. And I think what they're going to be doing is they're going to be doing a bunch of collaborations with other Star Wars fans. They're going to be collaborating with a really, really cool Star Wars podcast called BB-8 Radio.
Oh, I was like, where are you going with this? And I thought you were going to say Force Toast. I'm like, yeah, they are pretty cool.
Yeah, well, Force Toast is great. That's another podcast you can listen to if you like Star Wars. And they will be collaborating with
Force Toast. Also, Force Toast is not child-friendly.
Yes, if you're a child, you're not allowed. Sorry, yeah. I'm not sorry. It's for the best. You want to keep that off your podcasting apps.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Living my life.
We're going to present.
Yeah, so next weekend, or next week, yeah. Well, actually, I'll be in Columbus a little bit longer than Tiffany, so we'll see how that all goes. But Tiffany has, like, a teacher's convention kind of thing, and we're going to be talking about Swish and the Magic of Why, correct, is correct. What it's called?
Yep.
So we're going to do kind of, like, a 45-minute presentation about, like, how Potter's changed our lives, how we started Swish and why, and then we're going to add a little bit of your guys' stuff into the presentation as well. And Megan and Katie won't be with us, but they have added like little bits into the presentation and everything. So it's from the four of us to tell these teacher stuff, and it should be interesting to see how it goes. And it's going to be cool to even just kind of talk about like how reading in general has changed. Like all of our lives have been changed by these books and movies and everything, so it'll be fun to tell other educators about it.
Yeah, because when I think about reading, and the reason why I'm in this, is because I found something that connected with me and that I fell in love with. So if you're a parent out there and you're listening to this, and maybe you have a kid that's not a reader, try every different kind of genre that you can, because whether it's fantasy fiction, nonfiction, biography, whatever, find something that your kid is passionate about and let them run with it.
Yeah. Like, I know from personal experience, my biggest thing is I used to hate reading. Hated it because I struggled with it. And then once I, like, kind of sat down and was like, okay, because both of my parents are very big readers. Like,
they are, yeah.
I could open up a library with the amount of books that my parents have. Like, piles and piles and piles of books. And I was like, probably in like first, second, third grade and, you know, struggling with, you know, bigger words and like being intimidated by like big, huge paragraphs and stuff like that. So like once I kind of like worked on it and like my mom helped me out with like getting hooked on phonics and stuff like this. And once all of that was put together, like I was reading books in grade school once I really like figured out what would help me. I was reading books that people read when they're going to college, like, which I need to get back to that because I haven't read, like I was telling them today, like I haven't read a book that wasn't Harry Potter since the beginning of October. So that needs to change. Because I love to read, and really I do read every day, just not printed books. Like I read things on the internet all the time.
Honestly, I feel like if I put my phone down and picked up a book every time I wanted to scroll through social media, I would have read so many books. It kind of upsets me.
That's what I did, though.
I feel like this thing has affected my life. And I'll tell you this. This is not Potter-related at all, but this is personal, and that's where we're at. So, I have been so unfocused, not today, but the past 2 days in my workouts. Like, my balance has been off. I've been wobbly. I haven't lifted like I wanted to lift. And I put my phone up, right? And I left it upstairs, and I went to the basement, and it was just me and the workouts, and I wasn't changing my music around, whatever. I did it with just who was talking to me. I had such good workouts.
Yeah.
And this is a distraction. So I think something that I'm going to do is I'm going to designate some times where I can just, like, flip through my phone. I don't want to be always, because I feel like I'm constantly grabbing for it. And well, I hate that.
When I read that book, because we were going to kind of start, like, not a book club, but kind of I literally, like, deactivated my Twitter, I deactivated my Instagram, I deactivated my Facebook. Like, I got off of all social media, so I had nothing to scroll through. Mm-hmm. And I read a whole book, and it was, like, it was just so refreshing. And, I mean, I got my Instagram back, and I got my Facebook back, but, like, I'm not on Twitter. I have BB-8 radio, but, like, I'm very rarely on it, but I still am scrolling through Instagram all the time, and I'm scrolling through Facebook, but... I have a couple of books that I want to read, and I tried to see if I could do some audiobooks, because there's that Dooku book. Mm. Well, it's only on Audible, and it's an Audible, like, experience, so I think it's, like,
it really
kind of like
is. It's like a whole cast.
It's like a throwback to, like, the old days of radio.
It really is.
Because there's, like, a bunch of people on it.
There's, like, a score.
I just don't... I need to read something. Like,
yeah, you need to get your hands on it. You need to turn the page. You need to sniff it.
Yeah. So I think that's my thing. Like, as I even tried reading,
I was like, you need to sniff it. And you were like, yeah, like, not everybody smells books, but we do.
Oh no, they smell so good.
I love to smell like a book.
And I started to listen to Master and Apprentice, but I'm like, I own the book. I just didn't bring it with me, but I need to, like, read it.
Yeah, I just miss the car, and I want to go grab it.
I just miss reading, and I miss. Like, and I don't know if, like, maybe my attention is, like, just off now.
I think mine's worse. Cell phones have ruined my attention.
It's hard to get through a book now.
It, like, really is.
And, like, with Harry Potter, I've read it so many times that, like, I can skip a paragraph because I know what's happening. Yeah.
We want to read more.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
I literally have a million books. Like, I started reading Game of Thrones last year, and I got halfway through the first book, and I, like, put it down and never picked it back up again. And I genuinely liked reading it, because I know a lot of people were like, my brother Matt didn't care for it just because, like, each chapter was changing, like, it was a new person talking.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, first it's Catelyn, then it's Ned, and then it's Jon, and then it's, you know, Daenerys, stuff like that. And that doesn't bother me, it also helps, too, that, like, I've seen the show, so I know, like, yeah. I can put names and faces and stuff together, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my... Oh, you want to hear another fun fact? So, last weekend, it's another life story for you, my best friend's wedding shower happened, and if anybody knows me at all, I'm super accident-prone, and so I was putting my phone at the end of the night into my purse, and it fell out of... It didn't go in my purse, it fell on the ground, and it, like, the whole screen shattered, so I was like, all right... Broke a phone, like, same old story with Sarah, and then so this was literally, 6 days ago, mm-hmm. And so then I went the next day and got a screen protector, because I'm like, my phone still works, I'm not gonna really bother with it, like, I can still see out of the screen, but I don't want my fingers to get cut up, because if you didn't know, an iPhone has glass, and it's now, 5 days from getting the screen protector, I've also broken that.
She also dropped it last night.
Yeah, like, but literally, there's, like, a crack here.
Yeah.
And there's some here. So that's my life. I can't have anything nice. I shouldn't ever have a phone. I've broken almost every single phone I've ever owned, except for maybe two.
Is it the case, though?
Oh, for sure. So I need to just suck it up and get a good case.
Tech 21, man.
I'm just probably going to get an OtterBox. Although, this girl I work with was telling me that she dropped her phone... She had a life-proof case, like, spent $80 on it, dropped her phone, the phone shattered through the life-proof case. Yes.
How far did she drop it? Off a building?
No. She's like, it just, like, didn't even fall that far.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Like, there were glass shattering? What's the word? That's right. It shattered through the life-proof case.
Shatterings.
It's craziness.
All right, life-proof. Get your life together.
I will just say this, send me good vibes for this week, because new things are happening, and I'm nervous, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Meant to be.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Okay. All for Voldemort valor and greater good and all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
I love ya, honeys. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
I don't know the words to this. Now, shimmy, shimmy.
Coco, what?
Listen to it now. Something you shouldn't say on the podcast now.
Have you met my personalities?
Oh,
he doesn't listen.
I don't think he does. But...
oh, it's not buying a bottle. It's just a cup of water, man.
I say that as I quaff my frosty.
There was one day at work that I talked like this all day and I answered the phones.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.